You are listening to episode number 131 of the Wildly Aligned podcast. If you want to succeed in both life and business, you must master your time, your money, and your mind. This is where you will learn how. Welcome to the Wildly Aligned podcast. I'm your host, Master Certified Coach Ilon Karas. Let's go. Hey, welcome to this week's episode. I'm really excited because the enrollment for the Effortless CEO is now open. So if you're a business owner and you would like to organize your business, get the right systems and processes in place, free up your time in your schedule and spend more of it working on the business rather than always in it, then the Effortless CEO experience is for you. This is the number one proven system for small business owners who want to design a business that can run itself. So head over to ilonkaras.com/effortless to apply. Doors for this quarter closes on the 10th of May. Now, I was recently organizing my office, which contains a lot of books, and I was going through them and thinking how impactful some of these books have been on my journey. Someone wise once said that if you want to grow, you need to put yourself in proximity to the people who have done what you want to do, so that you can learn from them. And I truly don't know of an easier or cheaper way than to read the people you look up to's books. So I want to share the 10 books that have been the most impactful on my journey as a business owner with you. Now, the first book is The World's Greatest Salesman by Og Mandino. This was really the first motivational book I ever read. My father actually gave me his copy years ago while I was still at varsity as a gift. And I remember the copy that he gave me was literally falling apart because he read it so much. And to this day, this book is on my shelf and I read it often because it is so impactful. It's one of those books that the more you read it, the deeper the words seep into your soul and they actually become a part of you. The book follows the journey of a struggling salesman who discovers the secrets to success through a series of ancient scrolls. The salesman learns valuable lessons on persistence, belief, and the power of positive thinking. And it has a pretty cool twist at the end that I didn't see coming. The second book is Dotcom Secrets by Russell Brunson. Now, this book was impactful to me because I was completely blown away by the fact that people could make money online. It is the book that led me to working with business owners all around the world, and it really opened my eyes to what was possible if you had a laptop, an internet connection, and a determination to succeed. This book took me on really an incredible journey of meeting amazing people, traveling all over the world, and ultimately starting and growing the business I have today. It is a book filled with so many actionable strategies, and I truly believe that you can grow your business exponentially by just reading this book alone. The third book is one of my favorites. It is the book Overcoming Under-Earning by Barbara Stanning. Now, this book, I really love this book. Barbara interviewed high-earning women and then wrote a book so that she could help women who were earning less or under-earning, as she calls it, to earn more, to make more money. Now, she really opened my eyes to the power of our mindset as it relates to making money and also the impact that women can have on this world if we allow ourselves to earn more. Each chapter contains specific exercises that help you break through your limiting money beliefs. It really is one of those books that you can read again and again and again and remove the layers of limiting beliefs that keep you playing small in your life and your business. One of my favorite exercises in the book is the money ceiling exercise. It became really apparent to me that at that time I had an earning ceiling and I was the one keeping it intact. If I wanted to earn more, I needed to change my beliefs around money and more importantly, around myself making money as a woman in business. It is a must read, even if you think you're not an under-earner, because as Barbara shares, under-earning is not earning below a certain monetary number. An under-earner is someone who earns less than her potential, despite her need or desire to do otherwise. Definitely a book to add to your list of must reads if you haven't yet. The fourth book is Who Would You Be Without Your Story by Byron Katie. Now, Byron's work has touched the lives of so many people, and it is worth gifting everyone you know this book for Christmas, even if they don't have a business. Byron Katie, who has become famous for her work titled The Work, is really amazing and someone that we can all learn from and take something away that can really impact our lives. Her four questions is a self-inquiry, a meditation even, right, that highlights a profound truth. There is what happens in life, and then there is the story we tell ourselves about what happened. It is our stories, thoughts, and beliefs that cause us to suffer. And if you want to get rid of the suffering, questioning your thoughts and beliefs is the way. Now, this book will show you your stories and will take you through a gentle yet life-changing process of the four questions. And it helps you to really let go of those stories, to choose new stories, and to really just live in the present moment. Book number five is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. Now, Joseph Murphy is a psychologist who talks about the power of our unconscious mind and how we can use our conscious mind to adapt our unconscious behavior in positive ways. Now, we've all heard that 95% of what we do as humans is happening without our conscious effort, right? And there is a quote in the book that I just really love, and that just highlights the essence of the book for me. And it says, "Keep your conscious mind busy with expectation of the best." And it just really highlights our negativity bias that we have as human beings, right? How we are programmed to focus more on the negative, what's not working, and almost always expecting the worst case scenario rather than expecting good things for ourselves. You can use your imagination to suggest ideas to your unconscious mind to get what you want. And this book gives some really practical ways of doing just that. Book number six is Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Craig McEwen. Now, this book fundamentally changed how I do business today, how I work and spend my time. And this book will challenge your core assumption of we can have it all and I have to do it all, right? I have to do everything. It will change how you prioritize and invest your time. This book really taught me that essentialism isn't about getting more done in less time, right? That's productivity. It's not about getting less done either. It's really about getting the right things done in the right way at the right time. It's about regaining control of our own choices about where to spend our time and energy instead of giving others this almost implicit permission to choose for us. Really impactful book. Essentialism put me on the road to discover book number seven, which is Clockwork by Mike Michalowicz. Now, this book helps entrepreneurs to achieve business efficiency and freedom. Through a step-by-step process, Mike takes you through a high-level overview of how to create a business that can run itself, giving you more time to pursue your passions and enjoy your life. Now, I loved this book and the concepts of it so much that I decided to become a Clockwork certified partner. And this process is actually a cornerstone of my 12-month coaching experience, The Effortless CEO, which helps business owners create a self-managing business so that they can have more time available for everything that matters to them. Now, as I started making money in my business, I quickly realized that I needed to find a way to manage that money more efficiently. And book number eight and nine is my secret weapon to never running out of cash and also getting my money to work for me. Now, book number eight is Profit First, also by Mike Michalowicz. Profit First teaches a very simple and very effective way to manage your money as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, by taking your profit first. Very simple, right? In essence, paying yourself first before paying anything else. Now, in this book, Mike teaches the importance of focusing on profit instead of the usual way of leaving it until it's the last thing that you think about after all expenses have been deducted. He teaches that you have to set up 5 different accounts in your business and distribute your earnings or income between profit, expenses, owner's compensation, and tax. Life-changing book for business owners. Definitely a must read. Book number 9 is How to Manage Your Money Like a Fucking Grown-Up by Sam Beck-Bessinger. She is a South African, and this book is gold. It gives you everything you need to get started with managing your personal finances like a pro. This book gets into the nitty-gritty of getting out of debt, saving money for emergencies, saving for retirement, whether you should buy a house or not, and it also goes deep into investing. Now, I have read lots and lots of books on the topics covered in this book, and I haven't found one that explains the concepts in such a simple way as Sam does. It's also highly relevant to South Africans and takes into consideration the unique challenges that we face earning a living in this country. She also has a book for teens to help them manage their money better. You know how we always say that, you know, I wish I knew this when I was in my teens or 20s? Well, now you have the opportunity to not only take a crash course in everything, money, and investing for yourself, but you can also give the gift of how money really works to your kids or a kid that you know by giving them Sam's book for teens, How to Manage Your Money Like a Grown-Up, the Best Money Advice for Teens. Book number 10 is The Child Whisperer by Carol Tuttle. Not a business book, but it has empowered me so much as a mom. And I know that if I am connected with my kids and my family, it actually makes me a better entrepreneur. It makes me better at business. Carol teaches about the 4 energy types that are present in all humans and how we can guide and parent in a way that honors our children's and our own true nature. This book gives powerful insights into understanding our children and ourselves at a deeper level, and then using this newfound understanding to be better, more conscious parents. If you're a parent, read this book. If you know other parents, gift them this book for Christmas. That's it. That is the 10 books that has been really impactful on my journey. And I'm curious, let me know what books have been the most impactful on your journey as a business owner. And if you would like to grab your copy of any of the books that I have mentioned in this episode, head over to the show notes for the Kindle links. You can grab them on Amazon, or obviously go to your favorite bookstore. Most of them are available. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you again next week.